99 dreams I have had, and everyone a red balloon. It's all over and I'm standing pretty in this dust that was the city. If I could find a souvenir just to prove the world was here, and here is a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
I give you all aboard. Touch me, baby, it's angel love. Touch me, baby, it's angel love.
FM.
I
You know I like to keep my cheeks dry today. So stay with me and I'll have it made. And I don't understand why I sleep all day. And I start to complain that there's no
.1 FM.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s with a few showers and thunderstorms. And more rain possible tomorrow in the morning, then clearing out for the afternoon, breezy and cooler. Highs upper 60s to 70. On Friday, maybe a pop-up shower, high only low 60s. Right now it's 61.
This is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
103.1 FM.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Do it in your mind. Losing my head, spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? With a taste.
is 103.1 FM.
Now I'm
50s and more. 103.1 FM.
A meteorologist, Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight with showers moving in. Lows will drop to the mid and upper 50s by sunrise. For your Thursday, morning clouds and rain will give way to mostly sunny skies. Highs will top out near 70 degrees. Right now, it's 61.
The book of love will open up and let us in. Thank you.
3.1 FM sounds like this.
Stay.